Bav Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bav Metzia Bavli, Daf Mem Ches. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Vov Amud Aleph, the second last line, with the words Kol HaNoise. Kol HaNoise V'Noise M'Dvorim Ein Moisin Oisai L'Mishapoa. If the buyer didn't pay, but he just gave his word that he would pay, he's not subject to the curse. Rabbi Yaakov Zavdi, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Liten Matona Lechaveru, Ubikesh Lachzorboy, Choyze. Rabbi Yaakov Zavdi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, if a person agreed to give a gift to someone and then he wishes to retract, he may retract. Omar B'Shah Sha'omar Tzarech Loima B'Das Gemur, Mibasa Kain, Ein Chazabei, Chazabei. At the time that he agreed, he needs to have said it with full intent to be able to give, but ultimately, if he decides not to give it, he has not transgressed anything. We're referring here to a poor man, but as for a rich man, if he agreed to give a gift to a poor man, it's like a vow. Rav Mafke Leshemashe, Rav instructed his servant, Amos Denemelach Titin Matona Lebar Nash, when I tell you to give a gift to someone, then in have a misken, if that person is poor, have le miyad, and should give it to him immediately, and ve'ein osed imlech be tenyanus. You shouldn't ask me again, because I anyway cannot retract. However, if the person is rich, then don't give him until you've confirmed it with me, as I might have changed my mind. Rabbi Yochanan, Yav Dinrin Likuve Al Mashach. Rabbi Yochanan gave gold coins to his relative for oil. Yaka Mashach, the value of oil increased. Asa Shal Rabbi Yanai, then he asked Rabbi Yanai, and Malay and Rabbi Yanai told him, Midvar Torah Mois Koinim, that on a Torah level, the money acquires. Balama Amru In Koinin, but the Chazal said it does not make an acquisition to prevent a person from saying after you receive the money but before the buyer took the merchandise that the buyer's wheat had been burned in a fire in the attic. Says in the name of Rabbi Abol that if he claimed that your wheat was burned in the attic, he is believed. Rabbi Yitzchak asked a question. Man Kaiman, what is the case here of Rabbi Abol? Im b'shekanu lo ma'oisav, sheloi nisifu, ve'loi kanu lo ma'oisav, shelzeh nisifu. If the buyer's money acquired it, then it was his wheat that burned. So why believe a seller without a shvua? He's like a case of a shemechinam, an unpaid watchman on the wheat, and he should be required to make a shvua to exempt himself. And if not, that the buyer's money did not acquire it, then it was the seller's wheat that burned. And this question is not answered by the Gemara. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Simon quoting Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, "Bar nash deyav lechavrei asor dinuin." If a person gave his friend 10 dinars, amale, and he told him, "Isli gabech mea garbin meadain beis shari meadain kama osa," I would like to buy 100 barrels of wine. And if he said from this particular house, then it's permitted. If he said from next to this vineyard, then it's prohibited. Now the Gemara asks, Ma ben Keren Labayis, what's the difference between a vineyard and a house? Bayis einem motzoi lipol, Keren motzoi lisarif. In a house, it's not common that the house will fall down and destroy the contents, but in a vineyard, it's common the vineyard will be burnt, thereby destroying those barrels, and therefore in such a case, it would be understandable that we say that the payment didn't make the acquisition, because of the danger, the seller might not eventually be able to give the wine. However, there's no such concern in the case of a house, so an acquisition with the money is permitted, and the money doesn't become a loan, thereby avoiding any problem of charging interest. And Rabbi Yossi says, we can learn from here that a person who gave his friend 10 dinars, Amar Lein, he told him, "Bemanas to take him lay behind Meir Garbin." We can to Shalach Yodah behen Sach Lam Lahamid Loi Mikroi. And he said that this money is payment for 100 barrels of wine that are located in a place where fires are not so common. As soon as the seller accepts the money, he's required to supply the buyer with the barrels. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Oy kono miyad lamitecha, miyad lamitecha, atzarach meshicha, ein atzarach meshicha miyad ha'akum. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perchof Hei, Pasuk Yudalad, or if he acquires from the hand of his friend. And we learn from here that taking is required from the hand of your friend, but not from the hand of a Gentile. Al daita Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, le'eva dava moithin oisla mishapara. Now, according to the opinion of Shimon ben Lakish, asked the Gemara, when is a person subject to the curse of Mishapar if there's no acquisition at all with money? Am Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun, v'tai kehein hanor, d'tani hanoisa v'noisim b'dvorim, moisin oisoi l'mishapar. Rabbi Yossi Bar Brun answers that it follows this braisa: if a person does business based on a verbal exchange, he is subject to the curse of Mishapar, of the one who punished. We come now to the next Mishnah. A prohibition applies to overcharging 4 mar for the sale of a seller, which is 24 mar, which is 1/6 of the sale price. At emesai mutalach zir, akadesh yura letaga oy lekroivay. Until when may the buyer return his item, as long as he sees the merchant or his relative? Hayu bitalfen belud haynaya shmoinas kesef lesela shlish lemekach. Rutaf instructed in Lod that overcharging applies to 8 mar to a seller, which is a third of the sale price, and the merchants of Lod rejoiced. Amalahen mutalach zir kol hayom. Then Rutaf told the merchants the buyer may return the item the entire day. Amru, so the merchant said, Yanich lanu bitafen es mekaymenu v'chazu l'divrei chachamim. Let bitafen leave our place. They return to the words of the chachamim. Means the stringency of allowing the buyer to return it all day outweighs the leniency of overcharging, only being prohibited when it's a third. Echad halekeach v'echad amoiche, both the buyer and the seller, yesh lehem oynar, have a prohibition to over or to undercharge. Kashem shoynaya lehedyut kachoyna letagal. Just as overcharging is prohibited for a regular person who doesn't know much about business, so too is prohibited for a merchant. Rabbi Yehuda oymer ein letagal hoynaya mishehutal alav yada elyoyna shu oymer loy ten li es ma'isai oy ten li ma'shoyni sani. The Yehuda says a merchant has no prohibition of overcharging. The victim of overcharging has the upper hand, as he can say, give me back my money, or give me back that which you overcharged. And the Gemara says, Rav Amar Shiohu. Rav says the value of 4 to 24 is a requirement for the prohibition, but 3 to 18, even though it's also 6, is not considered overcharging. Rav Yochanan Amar Leisu Shiur, and Rav Yochanan says, no, there's no such requirement. As long as it works out to be a 6th of the price, then it's considered prohibited because of overcharging.